This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. On the second day of his visit to Assam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a plenary session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit this morning. Earlier, the Prime Minister stated that the northeastern states will reach new heights of development through his government's efforts. Speaking at the Jhumor Binandini program in Guwahati, Assam last evening, Mr. Modi said that there was a time when the development of Assam and the northeast was neglected.
एक समय था जब देश में असम और पूर्वोत्तर के विकास की भी उपेक्षा हुई और यहाँ की संस्कृति को भी नजरअंदाज किया गया लेकिन अब पूर्वोत्तर की संस्कृति का ब्रांड एम्बेसडर खुद मोदी ही बन चुका है.
Prime Minister Modi has said that his vision is to ensure presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions in many countries have expectations from India. Mr. Modi said this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized that goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions for Indian Railways with 100% electrification slated for completion in the financial year 2025-26. Addressing investors and entrepreneurs at the Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnav said the next objective is to maximize renewable energy procurement. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to three states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on 1st of March. On the first day of her visit, the president will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Patna, Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. India and UK have agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. A group of participants in the conference for women peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. The women peacekeepers are in New Delhi to participate in the first ever conference on the theme, Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective. Union Home Minister Amit Shah interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday under the youth exchange program, Vatan Ko Jano. A total of 250 children who are on a visit in New Delhi, participated in the program. Interacting with the children, Mr. Shah said that in the last 10 years under the Narendra Modi government, Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed. He said unprecedented work has been done in developing infrastructure. And in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in the Group A match in Rawalpindi last night. As a result of this win, both Pakistan and Bangladesh have been knocked out of this tournament, while India and New Zealand have sealed their berth in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.